Silly live streaming.
Live stream this. Beyond.
Sometimes it's not on, you know. Sometimes it's just waiting. Turn it on.
Turn it on. Turn it on. Again.
Everybody, welcome to Static Shows. Bob.
Thank you, Lizzo. Hey, everyone, this is Miles. Welcome to Static Radio.
Thank you, Lizzo. What the hell? What the hell was that, huh?
I just like to provoke you a little bit, you know.
Thank you, Lizzo. I was like, what?
I like to throw you off a little bit, you know.
I do play a mean flute. Remember this one
That's
time
right.
in band camp?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Hey. It's a brand new year.
It is 2025.
Believe it or not, 2025.
No,
it's hard to realize that.
Yeah.
I thought for sure after I met you, I'm like, there's no way in hell he's making it 2025.
I thought when I first met you, there's no way he still has teeth by 2025.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
But
because
I was right about his losing his hair, though. I was right.
Yeah, that's true. It's unfortunate. Still have most of my teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, 2025 has brought us some snow. Did you get any snow at all?
Not a whole lot. Well, the other day, I guess. Yeah, it's Friday. Yeah. Was it Thursday, Friday, or something?
We got like almost probably 10 inches of snow around.
No. Here. Nope.
Yeah, the first snow was the best snow. It was everywhere. And then we've got another dusting of snow that's pretty much gone. I mean,
yeah, it's all gone
in the driveway, but the other snow's still here. Yeah. So that's
no kidding.
Considering we don't normally we get snow and then it goes away right, you know. But the interesting thing to me that comes with the snow is we get to see all the little critters skittering about because they're, you know, exposed. You can see their footprints. You can see them because there's no camouflage.
Right.
And I recently saw two foxes frolicking in the snow.
Mm.
You know, and that was nice. Two of them, not just a fox. Two foxes, like chasing each other, having fun.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, I wonder what else. This was during the day. I like, hey, well, I wonder what else has been around at night.
Mm-hmm.
So I got all these cameras set up, and so I proceeded one evening to kind of it. Anytime there's movement near the camera, it records a little bit.
Right. Sure.
And so I'm like, maybe I'll find some stuff. You know, it'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going through the different cameras and looking at the, you know, I have a big memory thing, so it keeps it for weeks. It's not just like a day or something. It'll just keep it. And then when it gets full, then eventually it'll delete the old ones. But I mean, it's going to take like a month or something to fill up the memory.
Yeah.
So I'm buzzing through things real quick. Oh, there's a rabbit, right? Squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the dog running in front of the camera.
I think we're working up to a Slender Man story here.
Really? You think that's where we're going with this? Okay.
I'm sure of it.
So I'm going back through, you know, going through time, backwards in time, looking at all these things.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Let me mute myself. I'm sorry. You don't need to hear this. I'm sorry.
What are you doing? What's happening over there?
No. I ran out of peanut butter and the dog's upset. So I'm sorry. This dog is
Slender Man. I'm like, maybe you had a Slender Man thing going on there for some reason.
You continue. I'm going to just mute this till this dog is done, okay?
Well, what is he doing?
I don't know. The dog heard something, and now the dog's upset.
No, don't worry about it. It'll add some flavor to the story.
Okay. So, my assistant is taking care of it.
Okay. Choose your mothers. Choose Jeff. So, you know, I'm kind of buzzing through, sitting in my usual spot. You know, I think we're kind of half-assed watching the show or something. And I get back to around Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm clicking through, you know, people coming and going in the front, you know, cars going in the front and everything. And then I click, and then there's one of the back patio.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wait a minute. It's my brother-in-law.
What?
He's on the back patio at Christmas time.
It's okay.
And then the next thing I know, he's taking a whiz.
Oh, no, he's not.
Yes.
He is not.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, I start cracking up.
Oh my God.
Laughing, and everybody's like, what is wrong? What is wrong with you? What is wrong? And I'm like, I pass the iPad over to my wife, and I'm like, look at this.
Your brother's hanging dong.
Your brother's taking a whiz out on the patio. And so then we're all laughing. He's not there. Oh. This is weeks, you know. It's recently. Oh, it's like time has gone. He's gone and everything. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm like.
Oh, my God. You didn't actually see, you know, his junk and stuff.
This was the even funnier part. His back was to the camera.
Yeah.
Now, my neighbors aren't very close, but he was pointed toward the neighbors.
Oh, Jesus.
He was, full frontal towards the neighbors.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, but they're not close or anything, but
that's
still
hilarious. Oh, my God.
And then I go, I'm like, did you know your brother was pissing outside on the patio? So she's like, everybody's laughing and everything.
There's so many questions with this. I mean, was this the first time? Well, was the?
I'm assuming not, because here's the kicker. Right?
Yeah.
So my wife, because everybody was at our house, right? So my wife asked her mother. She's like, "Did you know your son was out peeing on the patio?" Mm-hmm. She's like, "Oh yeah, he told me he went out there."
Oh. My God, the kid's like 50, for Christ's sakes. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my gosh. Well, let me just say, unlike, you know, probably both of us, he is much more comfortable with himself.
Wow.
Yeah. And
I would have to be like deep in the tree line.
Oh, no. Took about 5 steps out from the... He was at the edge of the patio, peeing in the grass.
No, there's no way I would have the confidence to do that. I'm like, I'm so pee shy. I'd be like, no.
I'm trying to... He may have been on his phone. I don't even remember.
Oh, my God. He's whizzing and on his phone. He's like doing bets. Isn't he like some like backroom bookie guy or something?
Yeah,
like
right. Yeah, he does some gambling, yes.
Well, yeah. How do you like the Saints this year? Let's see. I'll put 10 bucks on...
Yeah.
Yeah, the Clippers. I'll put 10 bucks on the Clippers.
Who played on Netflix this year? That's probably what he was talking about.
Oh my God, that is hilarious.
It was really funny, and so we're all laughing, and I'm like,
why didn't he just go in and use your bathroom? You guys got like nice clean bathrooms.
This was also during, you know, the mini pandemic that was happening, so there may have been no room at the inn during that time period. I don't know. There was a lot of full bathrooms during
that. Is
Christmas.
Weird. I mean, it's fun. Actually, it's more funny than weird. Actually,
it is funny. I asked her. I go, can I tell the story about your brother whizzing off our patio?
Oh, I hope I meet this guy someday. So, God, I was like, man.
Yeah. Well,
I'll pretend like I know him. Like, hey, my grandparents live next door, and I think they saw your dick or something.
Saw you hanging hog out in the back patio.
Yeah, you were hanging dong, I think they said, outside. And my grandpa said more than two shakes. And
there's no, at this time of year, there's no cover. All the trees are empty, so.
No, there's no way I would do that in broad daylight. Like,
Well, it wasn't, it was, I guess it was like 6 o'clock, so it wasn't daylight, so.
Yeah, but still, I have a lot of weird stuff. I just can't do that.
He was illuminated by the house. I mean, there wasn't an outside light on, but it was light.
Well, okay. All right. Well, maybe it's not as bad. I don't know.
Well, yeah, you would never do it. I know that. I wouldn't do it, hell.
I would have to have several different views of me blocked before I did it. Yeah, there's no way.
I peed outside here several times, but not like that.
Yeah.
Over by the shed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is weird.
It's just not what I was expecting. I found rabbits and squirrels and the dog and all this other stuff.
Yeah, you're just going through all this and then you're like, what? Yeah.
And then I see him out there. Boom,
Honey, what's Fred doing out there? Yeah, writing his name.
Jesus. There was no snow though. It was no snow at that time. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was all still.
Old Uncle Fred out there taking care of business.
Yeah, that's the same question. I'm like, wasn't there a bathroom? I mean, we have.
So has he been questioned since this has been discovered, or is this?
Oh no,
just
no.
No. Like you're just waiting, like for the day, hey.
Yeah.
Like that day's coming, isn't it? Like
I'm sure
you're
my
just
wife
saying,
will say something to him, but I won't.
Hey, remember that time that you
she's like
hey, whipped out your hog?
You want to go whizzing at Christmas time? Maybe make it inside or something. I don't know.
I'm whizzing in a Christmas.
There's nobody around.
He's whizzing. He's whizzing in a Christmas wonderland. Gonna piss like the new year.
I hope the neighbors don't have binoculars. They're taking pictures
of me tonight, pissing in the winter.
The Bigfoot was pissing on your patio.
Oh, that is hilarious. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I thought so, too. I was, but the thing was, I was just looking through stuff and I was commenting on it. And then I get to this and I'm just like dying laughing. They're like, what's wrong with you?
Foxes and cardinals. And
yeah, exactly. Birds, everything. You
know, skinks.
Birds and snakes and airplanes. Lenny Bruce.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, but I'm like, yeah. I'm glad that he's a very confident man.
Was there audio?
I did not play the audio, but there could have been, yes.
It'd been funny if he was like singing Grease Lightning or something. Oh, Grease Lightning.
It does
oh,
record Grease audio, lightning. Yes.
Go Grease Lightning.
But yeah, but it was, I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Wow.
Go figure.
So are you going to go down to his house now and be like, all right, motherfucker?
No, probably not.
Drop a deuce right in his backyard.
He's got more neighbors than we do.
Yeah, he's probably, he's all, yeah.
Well, it's not that neighbor, not that many, but he's got more than we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was just, I don't know. It's just funny.
That'd be funny to catch someone, yeah.
Now I swear he knows there's cameras everywhere. I mean, I think I've talked about it. So
maybe not.
No, I'm pretty sure it's been.
No, I don't even want to come back to your house now. Now I'm like, I'm gonna get. No, nah, I'm afraid I'm gonna be sleeping. Be like, you're gonna show me this video of me sleeping. I'm afraid. It's going to be like Silence of the Lambs.
You could get a hotel like normal people next time. Yeah.
You're going to have like those goggles from like Silence of the Lambs, like, you know, watching me as I sleep and touching my hair and be like,
what size are you? What size are you?
Extra large, I can tell.
I think there's a couple X's missing.
Those are size 44 pants. I can see it.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's the wizard. The wizard.
But yeah, the funny thing was, as I was watching it, I'm like, no, he's not. What's he doing? No, he's not. And then he does it.
Yeah. Could you see a shaking motion at any point when he finished, or
I don't, you know, he was facing away. I don't remember, you know,
like a really,
I wasn't
like
glued to it. As soon as I saw it and knew what was happening, I'm like, was laughing hysterically. So
I turned it off after the fourth time I watched it. Cause yeah, it was just so much.
I only clipped it and put it on TikTok.
Yeah, I'm sure, man. Please let it be on TikTok, please.
Brother-in-law whizzes off patio.
Hey.
Yeah.
The dong man, the donger.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that's that was great. That was, you know, holiday, festive holiday joy right there.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
No hand washing probably went on after that, I'm guessing.
Not on camera.
Yeah, not a camera.
When he went inside, I have no clue.
Yeah, I'm thinking not.
He probably would say, what do you say? I got a dirty dick? Of course I don't.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. He wiped it on his pants. I have no idea.
Yeah, good for him. I don't know.
Yeah, but, you know. What's going on with you? Yeah. Are you taking any big whizzes outside or no?
Yeah, I was whizzing outside this cocktail party. And no. Well, since we're talking about brother-in-laws, I guess we might as well just keep going with the whole brother-in-law aspect of the... So we were invited to my brother-in-law's home for New Year's Eve.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard this before. I don't think you've ever been invited over there ever.
It's not that I wouldn't go. I just, you know, I don't, we're such homebodies. Like, we never leave for anything, you know? Yeah.
Well, you leave constantly. You just, okay, I'm going to go drive, you know, to Chicago for no reason.
Well, if it's, if there's nothing like in it for me, no, I don't go.
I see.
There's got to be something
in it for you. I got you.
Something.
I could barely get you to come down here. I guess there's not enough in it for you.
There's not. Maybe if you could, I don't know, arrange something
cool.
I
usually buy you lunch. That's not enough, huh?
Yeah, you know, yeah. But, I mean, anyone could buy me lunch. I mean, you know.
I can get a dozen wow other me. People to buy me lunch.
You got to wow me. You know, you just can't be, you know, buy you lunch or something. Bro. Yeah,
okay, well, we can't just go
wow
see
me.
Lovejoy Monument every time. Just say
it. Okay. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's only the second gay date I was on, by the way. But, yeah, okay. Anyway.
You got a tally board or something?
Yeah, I know. I do. Believe me, in my head, I do. Because once too many. Yeah. But anyway, that's a different story.
Well, I've never heard that you've gotten invited over to your brother-in-law's house.
I was invited to my brother-in-law's house. He invited us over.
He's like, as long as Miles pees outside, you can come on over.
Now, I do have a lot of cameras, but I'd love to see you pee outside, though, too. And he's like, we get there and we're, you know, bullshitting and all this. And he's like, hey, I'm getting hungry. Who wants to eat? I'm going to get it. I'm buying.
Oh, wow. And he's buying. Well, I would think if he invited you over, at the very least, he should feed you. Like, even
I mean, like you know, you owe me.
Wieners.
Yeah, right. Okay, I'll have beanie weenie or whatever you have.
Whatever,
or, you
know.
Let me just go take a piss off your porch first. And so the decision is made that he will order multiple pizzas from a gas station that rhymes with Stacy's.
Oh, you got, oh, your favorite. Can we get, how we get meat Norma's pizza? Wow.
Yes. Yeah. It was all, you know, cause every, you know, everyone's got their own things they like and hate. Yeah. So you know, you're trying to, it's like a mathematical formula. Like, okay. Right.
Well, we'll just all go in and get slices.
I'm surprised we just didn't all go with like five cheeses or something at this point, because like no one could eat, you know. I can't have that. You know?
I'm lactose intolerant.
Yeah, I won't eat that. You know? So, I mean, he's going nuts ordering these pizzas, you know. Like, oh, wow. He's like on his phone, you know. He's like ordering on his phone. And looks, I didn't want to bug him because it looked like it was taking a while. I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, like he was doing an online order, or is he calling in? Oh, okay.
No, he was using his phone.
The online order, gotcha.
Yes, online order, yes. Okay. And so he does doing that and stuff like that. And I go, hope this goes okay, because, I mean, he's taking quite a while to do this. I'm like, I didn't want to bitch about it, because, I mean, I'm the guest. Like, and I was like, okay. I'm like,
it's taking 20 minutes for you to order on your goddamn phone. Maybe we should just drive down there.
Yeah, I could just get a slice very easily if we just kind of, like, you know. Yeah,
I'll take a Red Bull and a, you know, a meat Norma slice down there.
And he starts looking through he gets done. He's like, all right, well, we're going to go in a minute. He goes, I got to find something, or I don't know what he was looking for. Mm-hmm. And this really has nothing to do with the story, but he opens up this like kitchen drawer and it's full of like condiments, you know, like, you might get like mini syrups, you know, from McDonald's or something, or, you know, hot sauce from, it smart is man. Brimming full. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Smart guy.
I'm like, this guy eats up more than I do. Holy crap. This guy's got a collection. I'm like, holy crap. Oh, man. Wow.
Cool.
You know, I thought my grandma had like a collection of like jellies and stuff, man. Shit, this guy had her beat. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Okay. That's nice. I'm like, dang. I think that's smart. You don't have to pay for all that. I always get extra ketchup and put it in the fridge and have it later.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I mean, I'm guilty a little. I have a little bit, but man, I mean, the whole drawer.
Well,
the whole drawer.
Me and Dr. J, when we shared an office, we had the condiment box, and it was everything. It was like Chinese condiments and Taco Bell sauces.
And it was brimming full.
It was brimming full. But the thing was, we had it for years. Yeah.
I got to say, you worked for like 20 years with this guy. I know.
So we had it for years. And literally some of the like soy sauces were evaporated. We had it so long.
Oh, Jesus.
It was fun. We call it the condiment box. And then we had three different types of Taco Bell sauce from three different three different logos.
From the different eras.
Yeah, from the different eras of Taco Bell. So I totally relate to this.
Well, maybe you and
everybody
him
would bring in stuff and add to the condiment box.
You and him might get together pretty well. If ever meet this guy, you know, he's kind of a big shot. You know what I'm saying? Well, he's kind of a big shot.
He's saving money on condiments. That's why.
That's right. No, this guy's a little bit of a big shot. He's a player. He's all right.
Okay.
Yeah, Miles, let's jump into my Cadillac and go get that food.
Yeah. Let's ask for extra condiments.
Like, move your Dodge Dart, Miles.
We're going to get some Parmesan packets and some red pepper packets.
Miles, can you move your Ford Fiesta so we can get the, the Escalade out of the garage, please? And I'm like, okay. I'm like, all right.
The Escalade, yeah. Cool.
And I mean, he was in a very good mood. And I was like, okay, this guy's in a very good mood, very easygoing guy. And very nice guy, generous guy. And he's like, obviously. Yeah, I got it all ordered. He's just taking me a tour of the city. This and that. You know, blah, blah, blah. And, so we have to go across town, and he goes, okay, here it is, right here. Mm-hmm. Here it is. Get on out. Come on.
Oh, you had to go in with
it? Right. Yeah, I'm like the protege at this point. I'm
You're the carrier.
Yeah, I'm like Robin. You know, he's Batman. I'm Robin. Just walking in, like, hey, Batman.
Hey, where's the pizzas at?
Yeah, so.
Soon enough, Robin. Get your grubby mitts back.
Meanwhile, Casey's, and we head towards the pizza counter where they make the pizzas and you pick up your pizzas and such.
Right,
yeah. And There's literally two dozen people waiting.
Oh, shit.
I mean, it's New Year's Eve. It's probably 6-7 o'clock at night. I mean, there's like everyone in this town is here going to have this fucking
pizza.
Everybody
wants a pizza.
I'm like, holy crap. I'm like, this is going to be a while.
Yeah.
This is really going to be, this is a bad idea.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We start elbowing our way to the front.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Pardon.
Excuse me. Great Poupon. Yes. Yeah. Si habla español. Si, si. We're getting
the front. Casey's. Where's my goddamn pizzas?
Hey, blood. You know, I mean, holy cow, this guy's like, you know, schmoozing his way up there, like, hey, how are you doing? Your dog still got cancer? Oh, she didn't make it?
Bad.
Oh, whoa, what's bad? Oh, yeah, he like knows half the people. Hey, you foreclosed on my mom's house.
Thanks.
You know, so he's schmoozing all these people. Like, now we're like in front.
Mm-hmm.
We've just cut through like 20 people. The front of the line.
So this sounds like your type of guy. He'd love to do this kind of shit.
I know. I was jealous. I'm like, God damn, this guy, man.
I can get away with it. I gotta pay. I'm taking notes.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, okay. First of all, I gotta increase my income by about, you know, like 70,000. Okay, I can see that.
Yeah. You can do it.
And so he starts trying to schmooze like the counter people. Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm like, okay. Hey,
need some help back there making pizzas? I'll help.
You guys look busy.
I brought this fat homunculus. He could help out.
His name's Chaco, yeah. Or Chango. Yeah, he's Chango from Danger Island. You know. Uh-oh, Chango!
Oh, Chango.
Only old people will know that. But anyway, yeah, so he's like, hey, my brother, I think I see my pizza right there. Can you go grab that, please?
Oh, so he spied it then, huh?
Yeah, he's like, because, I mean, he ordered, like, you know, four or five of them at least. I'm like, holy crap.
Okay.
And at first, they're kind of like, hey, man, we're kind of busy, you know? And he's like, oh, no, I get it. But I think those are mine way back there. If you read it.
Yeah. They're paid for.
And, Yeah, he's already paid for it and everything. I'm like, oh, okay. And sure enough, there they are, ready to go.
Cool.
Hot, juicy, ready to go. Mm-hmm. And then we had to do the walk of shame out of there with these pizzas.
He just
head down.
Cut out in front of everybody, went and got his pizza, and then...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I felt like the biggest
That's
asshole.
That's why you were there. You were there to draw attention. It's the diversionary tactic. They're all like, is that
Bam Majura?
Taylor Pruitt Vince from...
it's Bam from Jackass, I think. I don't know who it is.
Walking Dead right there? God.
That Otis.
Otis, yeah.
That Otis was a... Yeah, I just completely, I'm like, I'm head down, did not make eye contact. I'm out of here.
Yeah, I hate to tell you, I got to keep using that actor because I think he's in the new Superman movie as Superman's dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Khalil.
Taylor Pruitt-Vince. No, he's the human dad.
Oh, he's like the John Ford
Glenn Ford character, yeah.
Ford, the flat purple.
Kevin Costner, played him. Anyway, yeah.
Kevin Costner,
in the Man of Steel. Anyway. So you were a total dick on New Year's Eve.
I was an accomplice to the dick. I wasn't the main dick.
Interesting, this whole show is about dicks. Go figure.
Yeah, really. Huh. How to act like one, how to whip out one. I mean, it's all... Yeah. No, he's a very nice guy. I'm not putting him down. I felt so weird. It's like, excuse us, please. Please, money waiting. Excuse me.
I'm not hanging out in this line of losers.
Yes, you unemployed people, please make way, please. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Well, power to him. This is how you get ahead in life.
He's like Rockefeller throwing dimes at people. Like, here you go.
throwing dimes at people. That's weird.
This is what we did in the Great Depression. Here you go.
Here you go. There's a brother. Can you spare a dime? Yes, I can. Here's yours.
Brother, can you spare a dime? Yeah.
It sounds like it was a good news. So how was the pizza?
It was good. I did enjoy it after my walk of shame. And yes, I did. I don't know if you want to call it. I don't know. I just I was an accomplice to whatever just happened. I'm like, oh, fuck.
I hope you choke on that fucking pizza, you guys.
Like, I know someone's going to beat the shit out of us out in this parking lot. I know it, man. Like, we're just going to get the shit. No. We're going to get our asses kicked real fast out here.
No, they were still blinded by your brilliance there.
Yeah, I guess. I was the muscle once again.
Yeah. Muscle, you know.
I was doing my one hand behind my back trick that I like to do, to act like I have a weapon.
That worked so well, yeah.
Yeah, that worked so well the last time I used it.
I think everybody just thinks you're trying to hold up your pants. That's
well, that too, yeah. Because I usually am sans belt. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm like, oh, so
you got
fuck,
Mr.
Yeah.
Saggy drawers. Look like you got so full diaper hanging around here.
Thank you, brother-in-law, for buying pizza. It was very nice.
And then any leftovers?
Oh, there was a lot left over. Well, shit, it was like five pizzas. Jesus Christ. Everyone had their own pizza, basically. It was like five people, No, there were six people set.
But no drinks and no napkins.
That cheap son of a bitch. God, no, there was...